From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council is to hold an emergency meeting Tuesday on North Korea's latest missile test. The United States, Japan, and South Korea requested the emergency discussions after Pyongyang launched a missile Sunday in an unusual high-altitude ballistic path that indicated it might be a new two-stage liquid-fueled rocket capable of flying up to 4,500 kilometers. The test, according to a White House statement, should serve as a call for all nations to implement far stronger sanctions against North Korea. Japan and South Korea quickly condemned North Korea's newest test as a grave threat to the region and a violation of UN resolutions. Russian President Vladimir Putin, who's in Beijing for an international summit, expressed concern about the missile test and the escalation of tensions, according to a Kremlin spokesman. Europe's police agency Europol says a global cyber attack has affected at least 100,000 organizations in 150 countries with data networks infected by malware that locks computer files unless a ransom is paid. "I'm worried about how the numbers will continue to grow when people go to work and turn on their machines on Monday," Europol director Rob Wainwright told Britain's ITV television. So far, there's been no progress reported in efforts to determine who launched the plot. Computer security experts have assured individual computer users who have kept their PC operating systems updated that they are relatively safe. They advise those whose networks have been effectively shut down by the ransomware attack not to make the payment demanded, the equivalent of $300, paid in the digital currency Bitcoin. This is VOA News. Countries across the globe scrambled to respond to a malicious ransomware virus as internet security watchdogs said the attack had disproportionately targeted Russians. The Russian cybersecurity firm Kaspersky Labs was among the first to identify the malware, a viral worm that exploits a vulnerability in the Windows operating system to encrypt files without users' permission. A group of hackers known as the Shadow Brokers are widely believed to have stolen the program from the U.S. National Security Agency last April and deployed it as a means to ransom user data around the world for cash profits. At least 1,500 Syrian rebels and their families abandoned another long-held district just outside Damascus on Sunday as the army of President Bashar al-Assad and its allies pushed to seize full control of the capital and surrounding areas for the first time in nearly 5 years. State media and witnesses said the evacuation began at dawn, less than a day after government forces captured the Kabun district and just days after hundreds of other beleaguered rebel fighters and their families departed two other nearby districts. Government forces have pressed for several months to recapture rebel districts north and east of Damascus, and analysts say they succeeded only after discovering and destroying tunnels that connected the three neighborhoods. Authorities in Pakistan have unleashed a crackdown on social media activists accused of criticizing and ridiculing the army in their online postings. An official announcement late Sunday said the cyber crime wing of the Federal Investigation Agency has been ordered to swiftly move against elements who are engaging in these condemnable activities. Ridiculing the Pakistan army or its officers on social media in the name of freedom of speech is unacceptable and a serious offense under the law, said the Interior Minister as a warning. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives defeated their center-left rivals in a key state election Sunday in the country's most populous region. Exit polls showed Merkel's Christian Democratic Union with a strong surge of support in North Rhine-Westphalia, the home state and traditional stronghold of her chief rival, Social Democrat Martin Schulz, who was challenging the German leader in the national election in late September. Schulz conceded Sunday's loss, saying, "This is a difficult day for the Social Democrats, a difficult day for me personally as well. I come from the state in which we took a really stinging defeat today." He urged his party to focus on the September 24th vote, saying, "We will sharpen our profile further. We have to as well."
That's the latest world news from VOA.